We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We welcome in now Joe DeLeon, former Rhode Island football player, host of the NFL Draft Prospects podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. Also, used to host the Notre Dame show on Locked On. Are you there, Joe?
Yeah, I am. How you guys doing?
Good. What was your reaction to the news of Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame to go to LSU?
I think, like a lot of people, very, very thrown off. Similar to the Lincoln Riley news, his name wasn't really mentioned at all, and it seemed like with any job that his name was thrown out there, it was just kind of like a fantasy name thrown out there. But it ends up being legitimate, and I hate to say this, but I'm actually a little relieved. I think, like a lot of Notre Dame fans, they knew that Brian Kelly was never going to get fired, and he kept just getting them close enough. But he's gone, and now they have the opportunity to maybe get some really top-notch candidates to replace him.
Who would be that top-notch candidate?
For me, I think the big one's got to be Marcus Freeman, the current defensive coordinator. And they're obviously going to have priority with guys like Luke Fickell from Cincinnati. Urban Meyer's been floated out there, but I don't think that's a very...
Man, Urban ain't going to Notre Dame. I can't believe that.
Yeah, I've talked to a couple people, and it doesn't sound like that's a possibility. But Matt Campbell, we've always heard that if that Notre Dame job came open or a Michigan-type job came open, Matt Campbell would be excited to interview for that type of position. But I think Marcus Freeman makes the most sense considering the impact he's had already on recruiting. You look at what he did. He steps in first summer, taking over, recruiting his defense. And he goes and gets a bunch of five-star recruits. He gets the top-rated edge prospect for the 2023 class in Vernon, and then also Keon Keeley. They've had a huge impact in recruiting on defense, and I think that there's a pretty clear indication so far that the recruits on social media are saying, hey, we want Marcus Freeman. There's been a lot of very vocal recruits saying that they want Marcus Freeman to be the next head coach.
Now, Joe, I mean, in a fans' disbelief, I guess you are football fans for a reason, and the Irish fans are no different. But the past 5 years, I'm looking at Brian Kelly, you 54-9, basically 86% winning percentage. You go to college football playoffs twice. Are they maybe living in the past? Because, you know, a lot of fans do that. They look at the heyday, like LSU's won 3 national championships in the 21st century. What was the last time Notre Dame won it? I think it was 88, if I can recall. Yeah, if I can recall. So they thinking like Ara Parseghian or Lou Holtz or something. And I look how hard it is to get into Notre Dame. And it is a national brand. You know, they own NBC and all that. But a lot of teams play on TV. And it's a lot colder in South Bend versus you playing in the Deep South, considering the power of the Southeastern Conference. Is that unrealistic for Notre Dame fans to think that they compete with, like, an Alabama for national championships? Isn't the playoffs good enough? Obviously, it wasn't.
Right. I don't think it's unrealistic. And I understand the premise of feeling that Notre Dame fans are living a bit in the past and that some of these other schools are pushing past them. But despite having restrictions with academics, you still see the level of success they're capable of getting to. And I know that Brian Kelly was able to produce some really good results, but the way that they've competed against top-notch programs is really disappointing. And if you have those past examples of really good Notre Dame teams being able to compete, and I know that was over 30 years ago, you kind of have that expectation. It's justified for having that expectation when you have 11 national championships. And it's not impossible to recruit there. Where we're seeing right now with, if you look ahead to the 2022 and the 2023 recruiting class, they're going and getting five-star recruits. It's not like they're trying to build a team with a bunch of three-stars and running the triple option. They're able to get guys. They're always going to be in contention for recruits that have really good grades. They're obviously not going to go and get guys with off-the-field issues and a 2.0 GPA, but they've shown that they're capable of doing it, especially since Marcus Freeman stepped in. It's a possibility, but it takes the right guy to do it.
Joe, maybe sort of explain to the listening audience a little bit about the difference between academically getting into Notre Dame in comparison to, say, a Big Ten school or SEC school, and other than, say, Northwestern.
The Big Ten school you're talking about, because, like, Michigan's not easy to get into. Northwestern's definitely not easy to get into.
Right.
But Notre Dame's academic threshold is very, very difficult. My father went there, and it took him a couple tries to get in there. But compared to the SEC, it's like trying to get in with a 4.0 at Notre Dame compared to what's probably closer to a 3.0 at, like, an Alabama or an LSU. And the big reason for that is the alumni network, but the also big thing here is that it's not a state school. It is a private Catholic university, and the amount of students that go there is tiny compared to a state school like Louisiana State and like Alabama and like Auburn. It's just a lot smaller, which makes it so much more competitive. And you talk to any just current student there, the athletes feel like they're completely different from the students, because a lot of the people just go there for the academics, but it is very, very highly competitive, and there's a reason why it's a top 25 school in terms of just acceptance rate and all that stuff.
Now, Joe, would you say this is relevant going forward? Because it seems like USC took care of business with Lincoln Riley. Always thought growing up, now I'm 61 years of age, that was a must-see game that, you know, you look at Ohio State and Michigan. I watched that game, you know, the big game. I think that's what they call it. But USC Notre Dame. Boy, well, when that was truly relevant from a national perspective.
Because a lot of times that was almost like a junior national championship game.
Right, before you even getting into the postseason, that was a must-see game. That's what I'm looking forward to if it ever gets back to that.
Yeah, I think that depending on who they hire for this next job, I think that the decision to go and get Lincoln Riley and him to decide to go to USC – that's just good for college football. That used to be, as you guys are talking about, a premier rivalry matchup. Even when these teams maybe weren't undefeated and fighting for that number one seed or that number two seed, the game has always been competitive, and it has a lot of history behind it. It's really suffered, especially since Clay Helton took over that USC job, and he obviously didn't produce very good results. But that being a good rivalry game with L.A. and Midwest, fans and stuff like that, and Notre Dame's a national brand too, that you've got so many fans from across the country, that if that game is competitive and you've got two top 10 teams competing, it's just good for the sport of college football.
Joe, just reading into your words, you seemingly are really tilted toward you would like Notre Dame to give Marcus Freeman the job as head coach at Notre Dame.
Yeah, I really think that would be the best move for them. For a brief period of time, I was covering recruiting for Irish Breakdown, which is Sports Illustrated's Notre Dame site. Go check that out if anybody wants to get some more coverage on everything that's happening right now. But I had the chance to talk to a couple of recruits like Keon Keeley and a few guys that had committed, and they weren't really talking a lot about Brian Kelly. They kept talking about how much of an impact Marcus Freeman had in their conversations and their decision to commit. And the one thing, Keon Keeley specifically, who's a four-star edge recruit, he said it felt like he was talking to another guy that is a player. You know, he's young. He knows how to relate to guys. He knows how to recruit. I think if you let him leave and go to LSU and take over that defensive coordinator job, or you let him, say, go to Cincinnati if Luke Fickell comes to Notre Dame, you're going to lose a lot of those recruits. All the guys, all the work that Marcus Freeman just did, they're going to disappear, and you can't allow that to happen if you're Notre Dame.
Joe DeLeon, thank you so much for the time. Former Rhode Island football player, host of the NFL Draft Prospect Podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. Also used to host Notre Dame Show on for Locked On.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.